Hello, this is Casey Kalini reporting for bakeryandsnacks.com live at Snackspo 2013 in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I'm at the Kerry Ingredients stand, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dennis Fertkalm, Vice President of the Snack Application Flavors Division, Carolina DiCola, R&D Manager for Snack Application Flavors, and Stephen Cobb, R&D Manager for Lipids, Emulsifiers, and Analytical. So we're here to talk about what trends Kerry has identified and also the challenges and R&D level that you have when trying to address the consumer demands. So over to Dennis first. What are the trends that you've identified, particularly in light of bakery and snacks manufacturers?
Well, right now the two primary trends are Hispanic or hot seasonings, hot flavors, and those would be in combination with cheese or other types of basic items. And the other flavor trend that's very, very popular right now would be the Americana type trends, which would be tied back to what you might relate to back home that you used to have. Mac and cheese would be one good example. Baby back ribs, things like that, that you would familiarize yourself with, that you used to have home-cooked type meals.
And what would you say is driving those two flavor trends at the minute?
Well, I think the population is looking for new and different types of flavors. I think that being able to go back to comfort food and people eating back home and that reminder is driving that trend. The street sales of products out of the street that serve those types of meals as well are driving that interest. The demographics around the hot and Hispanic is just basically because of the rising population. And the American population actually becoming more and more familiar with those types of flavors.
And speaking about natural and clean label, this is something that's not necessarily new, but what level of demand are you seeing in 2013 for clean label and natural?
Well, that demand continues to grow. The consumer is becoming much, much more aware of what's on the package. And over the years, we've been asked to continue to change those labels to remove specific things such as artificial flavors, artificial colors, the removal of MSG, and now even going as far as non-GMO. So those are huge trends and those are going to continue.
Okay, and Stephen, when we're thinking about clean label and reducing the ingredients on a label, there's obviously huge R&D challenges there. What are these challenges and how do you work to overcome them in the laboratory?
Firstly, cost is always the key challenge, and also the shelf life of the product as well. So they're big challenges that we have.
Okay. And as you take out some of these ingredients, there's obviously going to be impact to the formulation. Could you tell me more about what you face there?
Sure. In some cases, the texture of what you might bake might be different, so something might be a little bit crunchier, or the bread might not rise as much, or the air cells in the bread or the cake might not be as evenly distributed. So that kind of tells you, well, we didn't use enough emulsifiers. So that's an example of a challenge we have.
Okay, and Carolina, you work more with savory flavors. So Dennis mentioned about, you know, this trend to Latino flavors, Americano. I mean, that sounds like a huge challenge to get an American favorite dinner into a flavor for a snack application, for example. Could you tell me more about how you address those challenges?
Well, the first thing we do usually is get feedback from consumers. So we have like a sensory panel. And we just, let's say, talk about what they, let's say a mac and cheese, what are the flavors that they perceive in a mac and cheese, what they would expect. And then we try to reproduce that into a dry season and we're going to a snack. So just the top flavors, or if it's a mouthfeel or if it's a color, and we try to reproduce that way and get back to the consumer and see what they think.
And with this pressure to be natural, to have natural colors, natural flavors, that must be quite hard from your perspective to match sometimes flavors that are based on artificial ingredients.
It's definitely a challenge, especially when, you know, you have to reproduce something that it's already artificial with natural sources. So there's a lot of work. I think what makes easier is having a library of different ingredients that you can work with, and I guess just experience of what combinations go well. And yeah, it's just a lot of back and forth work to get to match that.
Okay, well, Dennis, Carolina, Stephen, thank you very much for joining me. It's been very interesting. And thank you for listening to this bakeryandsnacks.com podcast live from Snackspo 2013 in Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm Casey Kalani.